Hey guys, Andrew Lee time with Andrew Lee and the Goots and the Goots cast. Goots watches wrestling Raw tonight for the 22nd of February. And I don't know, I didn't really like this Raw, but it was probably a better Raw than it's been in weeks. So
I didn't think it was better or anything. It was just like a, it's just like an average Raw show.
I mean, I have a lot of problems, but it was better than the last 2 months, I would say.
Oh, okay. I didn't feel anything, but except for a bout of diarrhea, that's all I felt from
Hey,
watching
bro, Andrew Lee.
this show. Gives me the runs. We have Miz and Morrison of Miz TV celebrating Miz's championship thing. He Miz just like craps on all the past stars. He goes, Edge sucks, John Cena sucks, Stone Cold Steve Austin could suck my dick, all this stuff. And then Lashley comes out and he's well with MVP, they're like, we helped you beat Drew McIntyre, who is not on the show at all tonight. And he was like,
Yeah,
we
see,
helped you
that
too.
I had a problem with. They did this with
Yeah.
AEW. What is with the baby faces getting fucking screwed, beating the shit out of, and losing everything, and then they just don't show up the next night?
They need a day to cry, bro.
Dude, this would be the
Have you ever lost your title? You don't know what it feels like to lose your title. By the
Dude,
way,
this
how
would
come you
be.
never wear your title?
I gotta wear it. I gotta start
Can
wearing it.
you
Well,
put it on right
when I
now?
start going to shows again, bro.
Can you put it on your shoulder right now while I'm doing this,
No, it's
dude?
only in the other room. I don't feel like it.
JD in New York would do
Yo, it's me for JT. Let me tell you something. Fucking, this was the worst Raw in the history of television. This company's fucking garbage.
You know, there's some wrestling podcasts where the guys they do it with their fucking belts
I
on.
know, I know. I know. Dude, this was the worst show that ever lived. I can't believe that what I just saw.
He's got the belt. He's holding it.
I'm gonna say that AEW is the best fucking company. Dude,
Were saying Drew
I don't
McIntyre
understand.
not
I
going.
don't like this would be the night. This would be like Vince Russo had a great point. He goes, can you imagine? He said this like when Drew when Dean when Jon Moxley didn't show up on Dynamite for 2 weeks, through 2 or 3 weeks. Because can you imagine like if fucking I book like Ric Flair to jump from like WCW WWE and have him help The Rock screw Austin out of the title and they like beat the shit out of Austin and then they run out of the arena and say fuck you Austin and then Austin's not there next week. Why would he not why would he not be there? He's the rattlesnake. He's a lunatic. Say to Drew Gallows, why isn't he there?
Drew Gallows.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Drew McIntyre. That was his Impact name. It was his slave name. Why he should be there. What the fuck is he doing? Or at
Drew,
least say
no,
he's
dude.
injured.
It wasn't Drew Gallows, was it?
Yeah, it was on Impact. Drew Gallows.
Oh, it was
Drew
right.
Galloway, I think it was Drew Galloway.
Drew Galloway, yeah. I think you're mixing up Doc Gallows with Drew
Whatever.
McIntyre,
Well, Doc
though.
Gallows should have been there too to fucking. But dude, where the fuck? Why isn't this guy here? Dude, at least say he's injured or something.
I think, yeah, I just think he needs a night to cry, man. You know,
Yeah, my belt,
cry,
man.
crying is the laundromat
No
for the
more
soul.
claymores.
But anyway, Bobby Lashley's out and he's like, yeah, we helped take out Drew. We made a deal. You're gonna give me the first title defense against me, your first shot. And Miz is like stalling. He's like, ah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And then,
That's really what you. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. That's what he should have just kept saying. I don't want to do it. I
want to
don't
do
want to
it.
do it.
So they give him an ultimatum. You have 1 hour to fucking give us that,
No, I don't want to do it.
or we're gonna kill
I
you.
want to do it. I want to do it.
The Lucha
Let
Brothers
me do it. I want
are,
to do it.
what do you call it? In the back, congratulating Matt Riddle on his U.S. title win. Matt Riddle's too fucking stupid to realize that's what they're talking about, and then he rides off on a scooter. Dude, I'm not. That's exactly what happened. He was too stupid to realize they were congratulating him on his title win, and then he goes, "Oh yeah!" And then he rides his scooter and he leaves. So stupid.
Dude, he's fucking horrible.
It's fucking dumb. We go to match number one: Matt Riddle versus Morrison. He hits the Bo Derek for the win. I thought this match was a little bit on the. It wasn't smooth. there was a lot of parts where it was a little sloppy, but it was whatever it was.
I liked it. I didn't mind it. I mean, at least Matt Riddle's like looking like a fucking competent human being now.
Yeah, but there were points in this match where they were like he's standing there waiting for John Morrison to do his spot. You know, like, you know, where they're just like standing around. We're just like, all right, you got to do your fucking kick thing, right? Bounce off the ropes. And then it's just kind of like, dude, this is why some people don't like wrestling, is that it looks like this. Yeah. Where it's supposed to be a simulated fight.
A stimulated fight, yeah.
But make it more believable. Don't fucking do that waiting around and try to like post up guys and shit. I don't like that. They show you a Rhea Ripley video package because she is coming to Raw. I think. Do you think she's going to challenge Asuka?
I don't know what they're doing with Asuka, dude. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with Asuka.
I don't know what they're doing with Asuka. I don't know what they're doing with Rhea Ripley. I don't know why they're waiting so long to bring her out. I think they're going out of their way to fuck her.
She was last seen at the Royal Rumble. That was like a month ago, right?
She looked great in the Royal Rumble. They had Raquel Cologne. Is that her name? What the fuck's her name? Raquel Diaz. What the fuck is the one with Dakota
Kai? Raquel Gonzalez?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, for a second, I was like, who's he talking about?
They had that one fucking destroy her. Destroy Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
And that usually means she goes to Raw, and I don't know why she just wasn't on Raw the night after Royal Rumble, but she's at the Rumble, and then they just have kept her off TV for a fucking month. And
yeah.
I think they're trying to kill her. I'm sorry. I don't think they're into her. I don't know why they're doing this shit to her.
I know why.
Oh yeah, well, we know why.
Yeah, your theory. I think your theory is true, by the way, mm-hmm. that he doesn't like interracial relationships.
He doesn't like you being with someone he doesn't approve of.
Yeah, I think that's a legit thing. Anyway, she's coming to Raw. We don't know when. Damian Priest is in the back with Bad Bunny, and they see R-Truth, and they go, "We see what you're doing, man. Get out of here." I'm gonna just move on.
Well, at least finally, there's a 24/7 champion with half a brain.
Yeah, he is. He's actually he's a smart. One of the smartest celebrities that they've had on the show. Miz is with Adam Pearce, and he's like, well, you got to make a decision. And he's like, oh, I don't know. It's pointless. Then they really do. They do some hard pushing for Punky Brewster. They're like, Punky Brewster's back. Punky Brewster's back.
This one's going to be like,
it looks like every show.
Week with Peacock.
Yeah, it seems like a terrible show.
Well, she looks good, though. You have to admit.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who look good. I'm not talking about
I'm just saying she looks good. I mean, yeah, I don't want to watch it, but she looks good.
Yeah, this show looks like junk. It's like, she's a mom now, guys. Get it? She's Punky Brewster's mom now. Look, she's going to drink all the oranges, and the kid that her daughter's like, Mom, are you serious? And Punky Brewster spits them out, and she goes, better? Get it, guys?
Maybe Punky Brewster will have a match at Mania, too.
So fucking stupid. What a crazy mom. Spits the orange juice back out. Crazy.
I know. Also, like, dude, she was, dude, also the other thing, too, was, like, she was, like, 15 when the show ended, like, 40 years ago. Like, how long did it take her to have a kid? And she's still this retarded?
Yeah. Like, it was this show on for, like, only a season?
No, 4 years.
It was on for 4 years? That's not even that long. Show standards. It's not really.
And then she got huge tits, and then everybody's like got turned on by her. Have you ever seen her tits?
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. Punky Brewster, I was never like, I never watched the.
I'm talking about the actress.
Yeah, I never watched the show when she was like, I only knew Punky Brewster when it was a cartoon. So I didn't know who the actress was and all that stuff because I was too young for that stuff.
Dude, she got massively huge tits. She had to have a breast reduction, it got so big.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, guys, Peacock, Punky Brewster. Match number two, Mace and T-Bar of Retribution versus New Day. They hit, this was another clunky match, but Kofi Kingston hits the Trouble in Paradise on T-Bar for the win afterwards. Mustafa Ali yells at everybody. Nothing happened.
Oh my God, dude. They're like your type. They're like your type, bro.
Anyway, about this match, what did you think? New Day versus Retribution.
What'd you say?
New Day versus Retribution.
It sucked. I didn't like this fucking
match. Then the start of the second hour, we have Adam Pearce in the ring. He brings out Miz and Lashley, and they're like, oh, we're going to give the match or not. Miz stalling, and Braun comes out, and then Shane comes out, and Braun calls everybody stupid. And then Shane goes, all right, Lashley versus Braun match tonight. If you win, Braun, you're inserted into Bobby Lashley's match against Miz next week. If not, it's his one-on-one. This segment was stupid.
Well, Bobby Lashley goes, give me the match or else. Miz comes out, doesn't give him the match. Why didn't Bobby Lashley just be like, no, I want the match now? And when they were like, no, next week, all right, I'm just going to beat the shit out of the Miz now. Why didn't he just beat the shit out of the Miz?
Exactly, yeah. This is
and really be like, awesome. I said I want the match now, like, or I want... and then why did Miz, this is the other thing too, Miz, like, I need more time. Why did Miz go, I'll give you the match at Fastlane? Because then Bobby Lashley would have been like, all right, what if, then you have 4 weeks to plot a way to get rid of Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Like, the Miz is outwits everyone last night, and then today he's a fucking idiot. And then the other thing, Braun Strowman comes out, which I was not excited. And just starts, I blame Shane McMahon. Like, how is it Shane McMahon's fault? He came out and just, like, why do you blame Shane McMahon? Shane McMahon, like, now, I don't understand why he all of a sudden thinks Shane McMahon's been holding him back or something. Not even on the show half the time.
This was dumb, yeah.
It was horrible.
I didn't like it. Match number three, we got Cedric and Shelton Benjamin, who are no longer feuding with each other. They're fine.
They're fine. They're
Lucha House
like,
Party
we all have to be together so they can fucking get that match going. The fucking main event with Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, they never like showed how they resolved it. They're just like fine now. These two guys, Cedric and Shelton, versus the Lucha House Party in our tornado tag match, which means there's no tags needed. Everybody's just in at the same time. They hit a knee strike and a pay dirt combo on Lindsay Dorado for her business to retain. I like this match. This wasn't clunky like the other two matches.
This is a match. I wish Lucha House Party would get the belts, though, but whatever.
Yeah, because we've seen this match already. And Lucha House Party, like, they're never going to be legit unless they actually win a belt or something. Like
yeah.
That, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We go to another return match. It's Angel Garza versus Damian Priest, match number four. Damian Priest hits his Reckoning finisher, which is now called Hit the Lights. And after that, all the 24/7 goons come out, and Bad Bunny tosses Gulak over the ropes. Angel Garza looked like an idiot in this match.
Yeah, they're done with Angel Garza. They're just they're done.
You know how? Go ahead.
They've just lost all interest in pushing this fucking guy.
Remember how we were saying, like, how Angel Garza is an improvement on Humberto Carrillo? And then they're like, oh, this guy, Santos Escobar, is an improvement of Angel Garza, right? Now I think they were like, Damian Priest is an improvement on
Santos Escobar.
Yeah, because he's Hispanic, he can wrestle, he can talk, and he's tall. Yeah.
He's tall. That's what they want. Yeah. They wanted him tall.
Yeah.
Dude, so, fucking, they've completely... The amount of fucking Angel Garza matches we had to watch the past year, and now they're just done with him. They're just like, we're just fucking done. We're done.
What happened to Andrade?
Dude, they're done with him. Him and Aleister Black, they see nothing in, apparently.
Yo, actually, oh my gosh, where's Aleister Black?
They don't see anything in these guys.
Speaking of Aleister Black, what's her name? Selena Vega. Her 90 days are up.
Yeah, I know. You said that like 90 days ago, so.
Oh, I didn't say 90 days ago.
You literally said it last week. You said it last week.
Yeah, I got it like up last week. So she should be showing up somewhere anytime soon. You know?
I mean, what is AEW going to do with her? Put her in dark to wrestle fetish wrestlers? Like, what the fuck are they?
Yeah, I guess she's better off doing the OnlyFans. Like, here, look at my ass pictures.
Hey, I think she is. I mean, like, what the fuck is she going to do on AEW? What is she? An Impact, I guess she'd go there and fucking, you know, fight Kimberly while they're... Kimberly's fucking clothes fall off. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's that. Yeah. Now we're going to talk about Randy Orton. Randy Orton's in the back and he talks about failure because he failed at Elimination Chamber. And he goes, I failed because I'm distracted by Alexa Bliss. And while he was talking about it, he coughed a bunch of times. And then he showed Alexa Bliss, you know, doing her satanic ritual. And then Randy Orton coughs up some Papa Shango black goo, and then he walks away. I thought Randy's acting in this was pretty good.
You know what, bro? Fucking, I think Papa Shango should come back.
That would be great if he came back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. But I don't think he's...
The black goo. I really hope this... I hate to say it. I hope this leads to Max and Randy Orton and Alexa Bliss, where he just, like, destroys her and she's no longer this gimmick. And then the Fiend comes back. Because I'm just tired of her being... I know that sounds, like, really... I keep saying that, and that sounds really mean because she's, like, a little girl. But, like, she's fucking with him so much, I feel like it's going to lead to him destroying her to show how crazy he is. You know what I'm saying? Like a legit squash on her, because she's really fucking with him. And I know he's probably going to lose the feud at the end with the Fiend, but he's got to do something to her.
When I was a kid, Papa Shango used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, so maybe the hopefully this leads to, like, if he gets involved, you know, it'd be great. Like, Alexa Bliss is doing that fucking stupid thing, and then Scarlett just walks in, kicks her in the fucking head, and goes TikTok. And then Karrion Kross, like, takes over, like, the Firefly. I don't know. Like, at least Alexa Bliss isn't, like, destroying Asuka easily anymore. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, just being the shit out of Asuka. Just, like, dude, that was my biggest fear back in 2017. Asuka was having, like, all these crazy good matches with the women's roster. And I'm like, she's going to get to Raw, and, like, Alexa Bliss just going to knock her out with one punch. And they're basically doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of happening. And especially speaking of Asuka, we're going to go to match number 5. Asuka and Charlotte Flair versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Another return match, guys. So many return matches tonight. There is a point where Asuka's got a lock on Nia Jax, and then Shayna Baszler is supposed to kick Asuka. I think she kicks her in the head probably harder than she was supposed to, because Asuka's a bit groggy. She's hard, slow to get up, slow to move. There's a misfire, and Charlotte accidentally kicks Asuka in the face, and then she gets hit with a leg drop by Nia Jax, who it looks like a sliding leg drop. It looks like X-Pac's, like, old leg drop, where it doesn't really get a lot of air, but whatever. It does its job. The leg drop gets the win for the champs. Afterwards, Asuka's mad at Charlotte Flair. I didn't give a shit about this match. We've seen
this. I hated this match. Charlotte was, like, telegraphing. There was something weird. I feel like they're gonna turn Asuka heel, which is the complete wrong move. I feel like they don't know what to do. I feel like they don't know, because after Lacey Evans got pregnant, they were like, fuck. I think they really were gonna put all their eggs in the basket of Lacey versus Charlotte. I think that's what they were going to build towards.
Yeah, I think that fucked things up. Yeah,
I think. I think they have no clue what they're doing with either of these two women. And I don't think they want to do Charlotte versus Asuka again at Mania.
Uh huh.
But I don't know what they're doing with Rhea Ripley.
I think that's why Rhea Ripley's video package started showing up.
Yeah, but I don't even. I feel like she should have already been here. I mean, I don't know what would you do with the Raw Women's Title, but barring that. You know, Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey aren't let's say they're not going
to
return.
Yeah, like I have no access to Ronda Rousey, no access to Becky, no access to Lacey Evans. What I would do right now with Asuka is, yeah, I would probably build Rhea Ripley versus Asuka. I think that would be good.
What would you do with Charlotte?
What choice do you have? What other choice do you have?
I would do Charlotte versus Shayna Baszler, and I would give Dakota Kai and the other girl the tag belts. Raquel, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah, I would even have Rhea Ripley beat Charlotte,
like at Fastlane.
Just to prove that she's a contender, you know.
Yeah,
and be like I need to get my win back, my law, you know, against you.
It's wild to me. Like, this was the belt that main evented WrestleMania, and now, like, they're treating it like it's a joke title. Like, this was only 2 years ago, bro.
Yeah,
that this was the belt. This was the belt.
It hardly gets defended, this belt.
I know.
And like, I would say the tag titles get defended more than this belt.
I know. Asuka's been the champ, but like, I thought, like, when Becky Lynch gave the belt to Asuka, I thought, all right, every month Asuka's going to have, like, a killer match, because whatever, they have nothing but time.
Yeah.
So just give Asuka a match. And she did with Sasha, like, until SummerSlam, she did. And she even had a good pay-per-view match with Ziva, the fuck's her name? Zelina Vega. And then after that, it just fell apart. And she hasn't defended the belt since.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea, man. I don't know idea. I have no idea what they're doing for a lot of these things. Because they just go so...
I don't think they know, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they know either. Yeah. All right, so we got match number 6, Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Sheamus hits a bro kick for the win. What'd you think?
I mean, does Sheamus no longer care about Drew McIntyre? Like,
I they didn't mention any of that. I don't know. Yeah,
what's the point of being this guy turning on him? He turns on him, and now, like, I guess Bobby Lashley and Miz beat him up, so now he's, like, over it. Like, oh, I'm just – I don't even understand the point. Dude, this is such a bad show lately. Actually, yeah. You know, I take it back. This was actually a really bad episode.
Yeah, it is. It's just like raw level of bad. So it doesn't. It's not. But it's no different. Yeah.
Also, I don't know. I just don't think like Sheamus after that big feud where Jeff Hardy beat Sheamus definitely in the Barroom Brawl, which was one of the best segments on SmackDown last year.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
I don't think Sheamus should be beating him in a nothing match.
Yeah, I know. This was a nothing match. There was nothing at stake, guys. It was just a match. And yeah, it was what it is. Charlotte is in the back with Ric Flair, and it's a very long segment for her to just say, go home. Leave me alone. I don't want you.
I don't know why they bailed the pregnant. Dude, this is what I would have said last week when they're like, oh, will that Flair say he's the dad? Dude, if you're gonna bail on it the next week, don't even suggest it. Don't even suggest it. Because if you're gonna suggest that, go all the fucking way with it, dude. All the way with it.
WWE, the Raw does those mood swings where they'll be really hot about something 1 week and the next week they'll just forget.
But no, they'll hint that they're gonna go back to like Attitude Era storylines. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, I think, dude, honestly, like Charlotte just going on the best every week is boring. Like, if Ric Flair, not only did I get Lacey Evans pregnant, but I'm going to, like, train Rhea Ripley to defeat you. That's interesting to me that he got her pregnant. Just go with him getting her pregnant and, like, them having, like baby showers.
Oh, yes. By the way, they did confirm in this segment that Ric Flair is not the dad.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, dude, make him the dad. Like, do that. Like, don't fucking hint towards it. Then next week be like, oh, no. Then why'd you even hint? Then don't go there. Don't suggest you're going to go down that road.
They do these weird mood swings. They change their mind week to week. I don't know where they do.
They should have just had Lacey Evans in the back go like, "Hey, listen, I can't wrestle because I'm pregnant, but I'll be back in a few months," and drop it. Drop the Ric Flair thing. Drop the whole fucking thing because this is stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid now. Yeah, it's stupid. I don't even know where they're going with that. I actually don't know.
I have no idea. Like it was so funny. She's crying over the pregnancy thing, and I'm like, bro, this could be the funniest storyline in the world. And they just killed it. So
yeah, they just killed it. It goes, Dad, we know you're not the dad, and you think it's funny dance around pretending like you're the dad.
Yeah, it is funny, dude. I wanted to keep doing
that. Yeah, I was like, yes, it was funny.
It was funny, dude. Why are you taking away something that's interesting, dude?
Oh, it was so bad. Anyway, I think this was this segment was to send Ric Flair home. I think like that's it. Like she said, go home.
I hope he gets Peyton Royce pregnant.
Yeah, that'd be funnier. Like, I didn't get her pregnant, but I got her pregnant. and then every week they have her wear the clothes to make her look like she's fake pregnant. And it's dude, that'd be so obvious funny. That she's fake pregnant.
And then someone go like, "Aren't you married to like the guy from AEW?" No, I'm fucking.
Yeah, and it'll be really funny because everyone will be like, they could have easily done this with Lacey, who's legit pregnant, but they decided to do it with this girl to make her look. That would be even funnier if they did that.
Dude, they should have Kurt Stallion win the number one contendership match, and then he just get played out by Bobby Lashley every week.
There should be like at least this one like storyline going where it's just ludicrous, just like a ludicrous storyline, and just keep it going. Like Impact has it. Like Impact has like one. It's like the money, the role of money. Like it's so ridiculous.
Well, if they were with Lana getting put through the table, and then they just fucking kind of gave up on it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They should be one like this, like never ending ridiculous thing that just keeps happening, and just.
I know. Well, I thought it would be Chris Stallion. The Chris Stallion thing would. That would have been awesome, if he never got the match.
If he was never getting like a title shot.
Yeah, other people are getting it before.
And like, there should be one where he's like, you know what? Now, like, you're not gonna give me that cruiserweight shot, I'm gonna get my cruiserweight shot from Jordan Devlin. And then like he flies
all the way to England. His plane crashes. He's like lost at sea.
No, or even better, he goes all into the UK. And then when he gets there, he finds out that Jordan Devlin had come to America.
Oh, and then he gets laid out in the back by like the pretty young guys or whatever they're called.
Pretty deadly. Yeah, he just pretty totally young missed guys. Jordan. Pretty young guys. Yeah. Yeah, they should just do this goofy storyline every once in a while. They just
dude, I don't know.
I know.
I'm just so tired of Charlotte. I'm the best.
Go home, Dad. I don't need you, Dad. Go home. You think this is funny?
Yeah, it is. You cut the same promo for 5 years. It's fucking hilarious.
If you're the best, why are you so easily distracted by this lazy Evernews? Because I think I'm distracted by this lazy Evernews. If you're the best, why are you so unprofessional? You can't even get.
I can understand like if like Randy Orton was beating him up in the aisle. I can understand that like that like you know like Randy Orton was like holding him hostage or something. But like he's. I did like the line you've been distracted by a lot of blondes, Dad, or something.
Yeah, that
but
was
that line big. Made that line it made even creepier because she's standing there looking like his type and that's his daughter.
I know.
Yeah, like I don't know. I feel like all these wrestlers want to fuck their kid. I don't know why. I feel like
I wouldn't have put a lot of Grizzly Smiths out there. Yeah.
Woo, Charlotte.
Match number 7.
Dude, I guarantee you, I don't want to cut you off, but if you like fucking that like 40-year-old Ric Flair in Time Machine and showed him this episode of Raw and you had it on mute and you didn't know who was who, you're like, who would you want to have sex with in the ring? And it's like, he probably would pick his daughter. Probably like, oh,
yeah, because she doesn't even look like his daughter anymore because she had all that surgery done.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't. Well, 40 was, he was, that was 1990, so 1991. Oh. So she was a little kid, but he would pick her. I guarantee you he'd pick her. That's the creepy. Yeah. You know, if you showed him, okay, you can have sex with one of the girls in this ring. Who would it be? You would pick her.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Yeah. Easily. And he'd probably, his dick would get hard. Woo! Woo! He'd be like, that's your daughter, Drew.
That's your daughter.
your daughter grows up to be.
All right. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus.
Dude, imagine. It's a good thing we don't have the fucking Meltzer listenership because so many clips would be clipped. Be like, yeah, Ray Goose and Andrew Lee say Ric Flair wants to fuck his daughter, wants to go through time and fuck his daughter. But yeah, he does. Who do you think he would pick? 40-year-old Ric Flair. You think he's going to pick fucking Shayna Baszler? All right.
Yeah. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Lana and Naomi in match number 7. They hit a double face buster on Mandy Rose for the victory. Lana tries to dance afterwards and Naomi's like, nah, I'm not going to dance.
Mandy Rose kind of looked annoyed. I was like, if they turn Mandy Rose heel, that's the only way you could save this Otis heel turn. If Mandy Rose turns heel and like basically makes Otis like her fucking pit bull,
that would be really cool. I told some people today, like, oh yeah, by the way, Otis is a heel now. And they were like, what? They were like, yeah, they turned him heel on Friday. And they were just like, dude, I don't. They're like, this sounds like a dumb. They were like, what the fuck?
Mandy should go on SmackDown and be like, oh, Otis, like, what's going on with you? And Otis should, like, pretend like that I'm over you. Leave me alone. And then, like, some wrestler comes to Mandy's aid, and then Mandy kicks that wrestler in the balls, and it's a ruse by her and Otis. And then Mandy Rose is with Otis. That's the only way. And you could even be like, Mandy Rose turned Otis heel. Like, she did it. Like, I want a real man. I don't want a goof. And now he's like my fucking... That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Match number 8. Another return match. Ricochet versus AJ Styles.
Why so many short little matches in the last half hour? Like, they tried to squeeze in, like, 5 matches in the last 30 minutes.
They had 9 matches tonight, which is more than they normally have.
I don't know why they did that. Because some of these matches didn't get enough time to be anything interesting.
Yeah. Ricochet versus AJ Styles, match number 8. We've seen this match before, and we've seen a better match, actually, too. This one, it's not a bad match, but it's just not as good as the one they had a couple of weeks ago. AJ Styles knees him in the face, and then hit the Stars Clash for the clean victory. Ricochet's still in the doghouse.
For a year. Ever since that Saudi Arabia show, he's been in the doghouse. Yeah. Remember Brock Lesnar beat him in, like, not even a second?
That was the beginning of the doghouse.
Yeah, and then he was on main event a week later, and then, like, he wasn't at WrestleMania, even though everybody else was. He wasn't even on the pre-show.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Interracial. Awful tag team with Cedric.
Yeah.
They got beat up by Brendan Vink and the other guy, Shane Thorne. Remember that?
Who's not even on TV anymore.
I know.
That
was a weird era. People are going to look back at that era like, what the fuck was this? Like,
who's this big guy?
The April-May 2020 era of Raw.
Mm-hmm. Misses in the bag with Morrison, and then Bronner comes out, and he goes straight to his ninth match, Bobby Lashley versus Braun Strowman. Braun hits his power slam finisher. Lashley kicks out. Everybody's in awe. Lashley hits the spear for the win afterwards. He beats on Braun Strowman some more, and then he spears Miz as well, and he stands tall. So next week, it is going to be Bobby Lashley versus Miz one-on-one.
I was very impressed they let Bobby Lashley beat Braun Strowman clean. I was very impressed by that. I'm glad they did that. They should have been, dude, they should have been doing this months ago with Bobby Lashley. It is like suddenly 2 weeks ago they realized this guy's been good all year. I don't know what flipped in Vince's mind that he might main event a WrestleMania this year, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, yeah. He's being pushed really. Past 2 weeks, he's been pushed very, very well. Do you tonight looked good.
I just thought of something insane.
Yeah.
Do you think they have Trump?
No.
Bobby Lashley was Trump's guy.
I know, but I don't think they're gonna have. I don't think they have Trump right now.
You don't. The Bobby Lashley gets the belt, and then Trump comes out and says, "I'm his manager," and then they do the Battle of Billionaires too.
I can see them doing that, but I don't think right now that
it's just weird to me. Out of nowhere, Bobby Lashley's getting this massive push that he hasn't gotten since 2007. He deserves it, but it's just weird to me. That's all.
Yeah, no, it's very weird. I think. Is one of the, I think it's one of the, another one of their,
it's like something they're doing this so right that I'm like, what happened?
Like, yeah, you're thinking there's a reason, like, what's the why?
There's
like,
there's another reason than they believe in Bobby Lashley.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I do think Bobby Lashley should get the belt next week. I know I said the Bad Bunny thing. I think Bobby Lashley has deserved that belt. I wouldn't say the first run in WWE. But definitely since his Impact days, he's deserved the WWE title. I know that sounds weird.
No. But he matured a lot of Impact. He was there for a long time. He matured a lot, yeah.
He deserves a run with that belt, even if it's 2 months, which is probably looking like it's going to be. That's fine. Or even if you want to have him keep it longer, he deserves that. He deserves to have that belt once in his career before he retires.
I still think a money match that they have is a properly booked Lashley versus Lesnar.
Wait, what if that's what's gonna happen?
Oh, I would fucking love it, dude. I've been wanting to see that match for a very.
What if
very
it's Lashley time. Versus Lesnar?
Yeah, I mean, I would like. Weren't you ever curious about that?
No, match? I want that match. Yeah, because that's the other thing. Instead of Trump, they have Lesnar, because. And then Drew could maybe Drew could have a match with Sheamus. Because why would you do the whole thing with Sheamus and now Drew's going to have a WrestleMania title match with Bobby? What if it's Drew and Sheamus, not for the title, and it's Lesnar and Lashley for the title, and Lashley beats Lesnar?
Yeah. Because, like, Lashley has that amateur background. And
dude, when he first came out, too.
Everybody was like, this is the black Brock Lesnar, you know? And
when he came out, when he started. Dude, fucking So one of these Twitter guys is always correct. He said the only thing I know for sure is Bobby Lashley will be in the main event. No, that's all the. So Lesnar Lashley
at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to watch Bobby Lashley versus
dude. Bobby Lashley versus Lesnar. We get everyone talking.
Yeah.
And fucking people would love it. People would go ballistic.
It's like two big dudes, like. And you know, like, they're not, like, big, like Big Show big. They're big, and like they can pick shit up and throw it real fast.
The only
like,
thing I'm a little nervous about, and I wish they had, I wish Bad Bunny had interacted with Miz, because if Bad Bunny, if Miz kind of says something like "Go fuck yourself" to Bad Bunny in the back, I think then I would be like, "Oh yeah, Bobby Lashley's definitely winning next week because Bad Bunny's gonna like fuck the Miz." But I'm a little nervous that Bobby Lashley's not gonna win next week, but I feel like he has to at this point. I feel like
make
the fast lane for him to win the belt. It's not enough. I feel like he's got to win it next week, and then you build to Lesnar.
And also, here's the thing, though. This is the WWE. It's Raw. So I feel like there's always a possibility that
Drew's going to come out and claymore him.
Yeah, like next week, they're going to just change their minds again. They'll be like, you know what? Lashley, it's not working.
I feel like they have something. I feel like they have something in the wings, which is why suddenly, out of nowhere, they are giving Bobby Lashley this hard of a push. I feel like they have something big.
Possible. We'll see. I guess we're going to find out.
I thought that last night with Asuka, and then she fucking is like passing wind in the ring tonight.
It's not going to entice me to watch Raw, though, unfortunately. I mean, I'm still going to watch it, but I'm saying I'm not going to be excited to watch it.
This is not going to make me watch Raw. You've been watching it for a year. Yeah, but...
No, I'm not going to be excited to it. It's more of a job at this point, you know?
It really is. Raw. This is all we have left in our lives.
Yeah. I hate... Like, I wish you would have a birthday every Monday so I don't have to watch this fucking show.
Sorry.
It's so fucking bad.
Tell Caroline's to beg me to come back and then maybe...
Ooh, by the way, if anybody was interested, today they did the semifinals. We have Yuka Sakazaki and Ryo Mizunami in the Japanese finals. And in the women's side, Nyla Rose and Britt Baker advanced. So it's going to be Nyla Rose versus Britt Baker and... what's her name? Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb. Here's the thing, though. Nyla Rose and Britt Baker are happening on Dynamite this Wednesday, and all the other matches are happening on Sunday on BleacherReport.com. It's not going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on BleacherReport.com. So it's very weird. So I'm like, okay.
Dude, I could not give less of a shit about this women's tournament.
I am interested in seeing Nyla, what's her name? Thunder Rosa versus Riho. That should be a good match. I don't think those two have ever faced off.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Listen, you know what they say. Andrew Lee, bro. We'll see you tomorrow for Impact.